This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The extreme weather that battered Tasmania, Victoria and New South Wales is expected to ease today as clean-up efforts begin. Severe wind and rain left one woman dead after a tree fell on her cabin near the Victoria-New South Wales border on Monday morning. Over 120,000 Victorians lost power and 660 homes were damaged during the night of intense winds and high tides. The Bureau of Meteorology's senior meteorologist, Sarah Scully, told ABC News Breakfast the worst of the weather has passed. New South Wales police say two people have been rescued from a yacht after a major sea rescue on the south coast. Emergency services say they received distress signals yesterday afternoon from a vessel approximately 150 kilometres offshore. The rescue operation was suspended overnight as severe weather conditions made it too dangerous, with rescue operations resuming early this morning. The pair stranded on the yacht are now on board a New South Wales police vessel and are on their way back to shore. Five people have been shot during a parade celebrating Caribbean culture in New York City. Police say the shooting at Newark City's West Indian America Day Parade was an intentional act by one person against a group of people. Two people have been left critically injured, while three others are expected to survive their injuries. Police say the gunman fled the scene and has not been found. The police told reporters that security preparations were made in the lead-up to the parade.
However, today, one person intentionally going after a group of people tried to ruin the day for everybody. When you fire a gun into a large crowd, we got to figure out who is intended, who is not. We do not know that right now.
Israel has killed at least 48 Palestinians in the last 3 days as UN officials attempt to distribute polio vaccinations to children in the Gaza Strip. The United Nations and Palestinian officials say more than 80,000 children received their first dose of the polio vaccine on the second day of the campaign. UNRWA spokesperson Louise Wattridge says an immediate and lasting ceasefire is needed if the campaign is to succeed.
It's far too dangerous for them to travel, to move. There is ongoing fighting. There was a lot of strikes this morning and through the night. So the fighting has not stopped by any means. There are some pauses throughout the day, but it's not guaranteed. We don't have guaranteed safety for people. And we really need that to reach all the children to get that 90% success rate.
To the Paralympics now, Australian swimmer Alexa Leary has secured gold for Australia after a late takeover in the 34-point mixed 4x100-metre medley relay. The win secured Australia's 12th gold medal of the Games so far. Speaking to Channel 9 after the race, her parents Belinda and Russ were bursting with pride.
She never ceases to amaze us. Unbelievable.
No, it was an incredible swim. She knew what to do in the end, and I know, I never ever doubt her. So, you know, just amazing swim from her to pull it back in the end and come through. It was awesome.
I'm Peggy Giacomelos, and that's SBS News in Easy English.